Chaka 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan.
In music, when an artist's career spans multiple decades and has garnered numerous awards or accolades, they are often referred to as an icon. Chaka Khan is no exception. Over her decades-long career, Khan's extensive music catalog has been sampled and covered by countless artists. Chaka Khan's storied career began in the early 70s as the frontwoman for the funk band Rufus, but before all that, there was jazz.
My mother played all the singers, Ella, Sarah, Billy, and we used to every Saturday morning, we'd all clean up listening to these songs, and Frank Sinatra, and on and on, and we'd all sing them together. I have to say that my first influences from childhood, was, you know, were jazz.
Hurry, 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 take the A-train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem.
And it wasn't just the singers that captivated Khan at an early age.
Max, Dizzee, Miles, Max Roach was a drummer, Charlie Parker, you know, all the great horn players. Those are my first influences. You know, it's the first things I heard.
Over a career that spans nearly five decades, Khan has dominated contemporary music, selling tens of millions of records worldwide, and has even been a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee. But Khan says it is her status as a champion of women's empowerment that is her greatest honor.
It's hard to believe, you know, for me, because I don't think I'm any different than my mother or all the other women I know. You know, I think we all have the same stuff, you know, the same assets. You know, we could all be what we want to be.
Khan's activism does not stop there. The Queen of Funk has her own foundation, the Chaka Khan Foundation to benefit children with autism, and the story behind its founding is a personal one. Khan says it was her own nephew's struggle with the developmental disorder and a lack of resources which ultimately led her to take action.
19, 20 years ago, a lot of kids were misdiagnosed and were given Ritalin and stuff like that. It was really, we looked very hard at the family and tried to find alternatives.
The Chaka Khan Foundation has since become an outlet for Khan to bring awareness to the 1 in 68 children affected by autism in the U.S.
These kids, you know, there are several different ways people look at autism. Most of them are geniuses in some sense or another. Every child is different, even in his autism. You know, there's still personalities that need to be address. We just made it, decided that we needed to share the information to all other mothers who were looking for the same thing we were.
While autism is the main focus of the Chaka Khan Foundation, it's not the only one. Khan, having sacrificed her own formal education for her career, has also dedicated her philanthropic work to providing educational opportunities to at-risk youth.
You should at least know how to read and understand what you're reading, because you can make your own life if you can read. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to comply. You say, if you need information, you know how to go and get it. You can become a scholar if you can read on your own.
Activist, mother, musician, and icon, Chaka Khan continues to tour the world and offers this advice to those who are touched by her work.
Find something that you are passionate about. If it pisses you off, go for it. Be a cell. If we have many cells working in one body towards one common goal, I think we could get a lot more done with our children.
Chaka Khan will be performing a benefit show for the foundation on a fitting holiday, Mother's Day weekend, at the Brooklyn Center for the Performing Arts. She says come prepared for one thing and one thing only.
A damn good show.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill.